Well, see, that's a great story you put up today. Best of the day so far. You've got to be pleased with that.
Very, very pleased. I mean, I've been changing a couple of things. I've had some injuries over the past few months and tried to do something different, relax a little bit more, and try and see if that would help me not getting those pains. And it did. I mean, I was pretty much injury free today, which is nice. And it's just it's a tough place to play because it's every shot is just you know you have to be spot on. And today I was helped by a little bit of luck, and then you shoot 68.
Yeah, tough place to play, as you say, but you did well here last year as well. Does it suit your game?
Well, I think it suits my game in many ways. I like to invent things when I'm out there. I don't necessarily swing it consistently over the round, but then I sort of get the wind to help me a little bit and hit it into some of those spots where you get a little bit of relief, and you can two-putt and make your pars. And that's what I've done all day. You know, hit some really, really good iron shots at times, and other times hit away from the pins and two-putt for par.
Might have been even better for you that birdie putt didn't drop at the 18th.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I just misread it. It broke more than I thought, and so it is. It was difficult to stand still over the ball the last nine holes on the greens, and especially with the long putter. That makes it very difficult.
Paul, great score out there. You've obviously done well. How did you enjoy it? How did you find the day?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, obviously, well. You know, to shoot under par was great. Battled a bit in the front nine and then hit some good shots in the back nine. There's more birdie opportunities on the back nine.
So many well-wishers cheering you on. Do you find that extra pressure when it's people, you know, locals?
It's not pressure, no, it's fun. It's always nice to play. You know, you play in front of a crowd. You know, we are in the entertainment business and you're used to playing in front of crowds, and it's nice to have the support. I can feel it.
You've had a very busy week. You were given the freedom at Donegal. I'm sure you've done loads of interviews. You're talking to people. Is it almost a release to get out on the course, a bit of peace and quiet?
Not really. I'm enjoying the other bit too. You know, I enjoy meeting all the celebrities who come up and all the people who play the Pro-Am and welcoming all the players as well. You know, guys that I've played with for 25 years on tour, to see them all coming up to the very northwest part of Ireland into Donegal and make sure they're having a good time and their accommodation is good and they're going to the right restaurants and doing the right things. And yeah, it's fun. It's fun doing all of the things.
Excellent. And no one's posting incredibly high scores out there, which means that the course is proving to be a test, and that's what you would have wanted this week.
Yeah, it's firm and fast. It's tricky. You don't have to do a whole lot wrong, and mistakes get accelerated once you get on those greens. Some of them have got a lot of slope on them, so you know, you're getting the wrong side of those slopes and downwind, it can really accelerate things and blow yourself off into a bunker or whatever. And so there's a lot of course management involved, and I like that style of golf.
Brilliant. Go well tomorrow. Thanks for talking to us. All right. Cheers. Well, Paul, I think it was four birdies for you on the back nine. That's a good strong finish. How did you feel out there today?
Well, I actually played all right on the front nine, but I putted poorly all day today. I really struggled on the greens today. I don't know why. The greens are pure, but couldn't get the ball in the hole. Made a couple of mistakes and got punished for it. But overall, scoring's not going to be great. The greens are very firm. It's hard to get the ball anywhere near the hole. So one under is one under. I mean, I should have been a bit better, but it is what it is.
I think you're one shot off the clubhouse lead for the moment. So you're good position now going into tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, there's 36 holes more to go. So you just got to get yourself in a position on the back nine on Saturday afternoon is what we're trying to do.
Paul McGinley's coming down the 18th in the group behind you. I think he's on the same score as you. It must have been such a busy week for him, all the organising, everyone talking to him, but it doesn't seem to affect his game.
No, I hosted last year the Scottish Seniors, and there's a lot of work involved in it. But at the end of the day, when you tee off in your first round, all that kind of gets put to bed, and you're just a golf professional to try to get the ball in the hole.
Brilliant. Go well tomorrow. Thanks very much. Thanks.